USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott is planning to reintroduce his police reform bill in the coming weeks. On Wednesday, Scott told reporters on Capitol Hill that he's trying to work across the aisle. Democrats and Republicans both introduced competing police reform bills in 2020, neither of which got very far. Oklahoma Senate Bill 631 will designate Oklahoma as a Second Amendment sanctuary state. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt is expected to sign it this week after approval by the state's House of Representatives. Oklahoma Senator Warren Hamilton.
Modern sporting rifles, 30-round magazines, etc., semi-automatic firearms are things that you can own legally today and that you will always be able to own those things legally.
When signed into law, the measure would prevent the confiscation of guns from residents in the state due to any new county, state, or federal laws, presidential executive actions, or court orders. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A state of emergency has been declared in some Arizona counties. Tim Berg reports.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey is declaring a state of emergency in six counties over the recent jump in illegal aliens being detained at the U.S. border. Ducey's office announcing that he'll order up to 250 National Guard troops to the border in the next few days. Things just as bad in Texas, with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton telling Fox Business,
"Look, it is a humanitarian disaster like I don't know that I've ever seen in my life in the United States, and it's created by policies that were brought on by the Biden administration. I don't think that's the whole reason I think that the Biden administration is avoiding, the president and the vice president are avoiding going to the border. They don't want to draw attention to this. They want to keep it as secretive as possible and continue to bring these illegals through the country and then ship them out somewhere else other than Texas and really all over the country."
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As a majority of Americans have begun the COVID-19 vaccine regimen, there are many that are hesitant. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A little more than half of all American adults have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. But there are still groups that are resistant to getting a vaccination, something health experts say will slow the country's recovery from the pandemic. Dr. Richard Besser is the former acting director of the CDC, and he tells CBS News that it's vital to find a way to direct targeted messages at the various groups of people who are still hesitant.
You can't treat them as one big block. You have to break it down and understand why different groups are not interested. So young people, for instance, have a much less interest in getting vaccinated than people who are older. And that may relate to having lower risk of having severe disease. So how do you reach young people with messages of when you get vaccinated, you help protect those who are older, who are at risk, who maybe can't get vaccinated. You help reduce the chances that a new variant will spring up.
A vaccine cannot cause COVID-19. No vaccine contains a complete form of the virus responsible for this illness. While their body builds immunity, it is normal for a person to experience minor side effects. Apple and Google faced an onslaught of accusations Wednesday from prominent app developers, including Spotify and Tile, who allege that the large tech platforms have abused their dominance and harmed competition. In the Senate hearing, complaints surrounding in-app payments and app updates allowed the tech giants to choke off rival services. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.